So, folks, this video is going to be a little bit more of a sentimental one, to be honest with you, because one of my OG heroes, sports heroes, is now flirting with running for presidential office within his own country. Conor McGregor is flirting with and pretty much openly declared that he will be running for the president of Ireland in this next upcoming election. He's aired out his grievances with this Irish government and a lot of things that he would like to see fixed. So as a longtime Conor McGregor fan, somebody who's watched him in the sports arena for years, I'm going to explain to you why I think he would be a phenomenal president of Ireland. And what I saw in the sports arena and how he can maybe translate that into his presidential term if he were to get elected. And then we'll talk about what kind of president would he be, what kind of values will he hold as a president, and how does that affect us as Americans, and how does it affect the world globally to see a Conor McGregor president of Ireland. So let's get into this video. Well, folks, before we get too much into the weeds of this video, let's first lay the groundwork. So Conor McGregor went to the White House on St. Patrick's Day. He met with President Trump, met with RFK Jr., met with Pete Hegseth, and said before the meeting that he thought this was the most important meeting in his country's history and one of the most important meetings of his lifetime. So first, let me play this video of Conor McGregor talking to the press and explaining a little bit of why he was there and his dissatisfaction with what the Irish government is currently doing within his own nation. Here it is.
I'm here to raise the issues the people of Ireland face, you know, and it'll be music to the people of Ireland's ears, because never on the main stage has the issues the people of Ireland face been spoke. You know, our government has long since abandoned the voices of the people of Ireland. And it's high time that America is made aware of what is going on in Ireland. What is going on in Ireland is a travesty. Our government is the government of zero action with zero accountability. You know, our money is being spent on overseas issues that has nothing to do with the Irish people. The illegal immigration racket is running ravage on the country. There are rural towns in Ireland that have been overrun in one swoop, that have become a minority in one swoop. So issues need to be addressed, and the 40 million Irish Americans, as I said, need to hear this, because if not, there will be no place to come home and visit.
So what you saw right there was why Conor McGregor was there and some of the deep, you know, grievances, dissatisfaction that he's, you know, of stuff he's seeing take place within his own country. And that he wasn't just there at the White House for, you know, just to meet Donald Trump and take pictures. It was a business meeting for him. And it was a meeting to get Donald Trump's favor, in his own words that he said later on, that he earned Donald Trump's backing on what he wants to do as the president of Ireland. So it's very interesting that we saw this take place, because to be honest with you, I think pretty much all of the media is not taking him seriously, at least American media. They think this was just a funny, cool thing that, you know, Conor McGregor is at the White House for St. Patrick's Day. I don't think they quite understand what Conor McGregor was trying to accomplish with this meeting at the White House and what he's planning on doing moving forward for his own country. So that could end up being a meeting in the long run that we look back on and see it as the beginning of this, you know, new European leader almost. But before we get too far into that, the Irish media is already going on the offensive against Conor McGregor, calling him a racist, debunking all of his statements. I mean, all of his statements were really true for that matter. But here's a quick video of Conor McGregor actually responding to comments that the Irish Prime Minister made about him and his disapproval of what he said at the White House. Here it is.
Conor, the Taoiseach says you don't speak for the people of Ireland. Your response to that?
I am an employer of over 200 people
almost 300 people in the country of Ireland. He's an employer of none. Every available metric available to us has shown that the government of Ireland currently has failed the people of Ireland. In 10 years, Dublin city centre has gone from one of the most safest cities in Europe to one of the most dangerous. So shame on him for saying that, speaking down on an Irishman. I won't speak about him personally. Throw a jab, I could throw many jabs at them, I could throw jabs handily at them. However, I speak on the metrics, and the metrics show they failed the people of Ireland. They do not represent the people of Ireland.
Conor,
and I'm
what
here.
Do you say to people who feel it's inappropriate for you to be here, given
God bless Ireland, God bless America?
So clearly, folks in the Irish government and the people of Ireland see Conor McGregor as a threat already, and there's a reason for that. And this is where we're going to get into my take and what I think of a potential Conor McGregor run for Irish president. And by the way, folks, if you're already going to the comments and going to, you know, go after me and bring up Conor McGregor's past and some of his, you know, issues that he's had before, save your breath, because I'm already fully aware, and I lived through it, okay? And I watched all of it take place. And as a Conor McGregor fan, trust me, I know the ins and outs of pretty much everything that you will be bringing up in the comments. If you're a hater, or if you think that Conor is not qualified to be Irish president, whatever. Just save your breath. I already know, and I already don't care, okay? And so let's get into why I think Conor McGregor could be a great Irish president. But then also, what do I see from this? What do I see taking place and transpiring with this fire under Conor McGregor's belly and something that he's passionate about? Conor McGregor went on the greatest run in sports history, period. From the time that Conor McGregor entered the UFC up to the point of, you know, him becoming a title contender, beating up on all of the other title contenders. And you could tell right away, this wasn't just a run-of-the-mill, you know, new UFC contender. Like, there was something different behind Conor McGregor. I mean, he had the backing of his nation of Ireland behind him, but his brashness, but more importantly, his confidence of, he wasn't just in there to, you know, be a part and be in the mix in the UFC. He was there to dominate the UFC, and he was on a mission from day one. And there's a famous quote of him after one of his wins where he said that, you know, talking about him and his nation of Ireland that are coming to take over the UFC, he said that they're not here to take part. They're here to take over. So from the get-go, there was something different about Conor McGregor when he came into the UFC. And then you watch him, you know, his first test to against Chad Mendes, the interim UFC featherweight championship, where he kind of faced his first adversity where he was kind of getting mauled a little bit. And then he pushes through that adversity and then gets a knockout against Chad Mendes to become the interim UFC featherweight champion. And then this set up a match for the ages. We saw the pound-for-pound number one UFC fighter of Jose Aldo, undefeated, the first and only UFC featherweight champion in UFC history, go up against this brash up-and-comer of Conor McGregor, who had the backing of his entire nation behind him, and he was starting to captivate the UFC world. The UFC has never seen anything like Conor McGregor up to this point. And we saw Conor McGregor get into Jose Aldo's head during the whole press tour. Nobody had ever talked to Jose Aldo like Conor McGregor was talking to Jose Aldo. Everybody was terrified of Jose Aldo, but not Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor had a mission on his mind, and there was press events where he was snatching the belt from in front of Jose Aldo, and it completely rattled him. And it really was amazing to see, and the entire UFC world knew this was either going to be an extremely embarrassing moment for Conor McGregor as he's going up against arguably at that time, maybe the best UFC fighter ever, especially the best UFC featherweight fighter ever. It was either going to be an embarrassment for him. He was going to get mauled and embarrassed and sent on his way. Or we were going to see the birth of a new star in the UFC. It was going to be something special to behold, because you don't talk all that you talked, and if you don't back it up, you're going to look really bad. So Conor had to back it up. And then what did we see? We saw Conor McGregor knock out Jose Aldo in 13 seconds.
This moment, Here we go!
Green trunks for the southpaw, the notorious Conor McGregor. Black trunks for the champion, Jose Aldo Jr.
Conor relaxed and smiling.
Oh! Just slapped him! Like that! Conor McGregor is the new UFC featherweight champion of the world!
Oh, unbelievable! Whoa.
13 seconds. Unbelievable. We, and by the way, he predicted this shot beforehand. He said that Jose was going to come and load it up with that right hand. He was going to overextend and he was going to slip back and bang the left hook and it was going to be over. It happened within 13 seconds, folks, okay? I've never seen anything like that in sports. In all my time of watching all sports, I've never seen anything quite like that. The way that he talked trash going up to that fight. The amount of confidence that he had that he was going to do exactly what he did. We saw him practicing that exact move that he did in the locker room before he knocked out Jose Aldo. He was measuring the distance and then slipped back and then banged the hook. He practiced it before. He said what he was going to do. Sports has never seen anybody back up what they said like Conor McGregor did that night. And not only that, but it was against the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world. In the world. If you're not an avid sports fan, maybe you're not quite grasping, truly how remarkable that is. But just, I think if you're any, a sports fan or not, any person who knows the story of what happened during that whole build-up to the fight and then the fight itself, it was truly remarkable. The UFC at that point had a new star, and the sports world was starting to take notice about this Irish kid in the UFC and what he's doing over there and the remarkable run that he's going on. Then we see Conor McGregor have his rivalry with Nate Diaz, where he loses. He loses the next fight after he knocks out Jose Aldo, where Nate Diaz, in one of the biggest upsets in UFC history, submits Conor McGregor, chokes him out. And now we were going to find out what Conor McGregor was really about. He faced his first loss amongst this, his UFC career. He had had a couple of losses before he got to the UFC, but this was his first loss in the UFC. And after he just had that remarkable knockout against Jose Aldo, now he's faced with adversity. And what's he going to do? He called for an immediate rematch, by the way. Fighting at 170, Conor McGregor is a champion at 145. He fought Nate Diaz at 170 in the first fight. He didn't call Nate Diaz to come back down to 155. He didn't, have Nate Diaz come to his level. Nope, he fought Nate Diaz again at that weight level. Remarkably heavier than what Conor McGregor has been fighting at previously in his career. He went right back to 170 to fight Nate Diaz, who, by the way, Nate Diaz had to cut to get to 170. Conor McGregor wasn't cutting any weight at all to be at 170. So Nate Diaz, during the fight, was probably weighing a good 15 pounds heavier than Conor McGregor, at least, okay? At least. So this was, Conor had the cards stacked against him in this one. And what did we see? And in my opinion, the greatest fight in UFC history, a five-round war, a battle. Conor McGregor revenges his loss against Nate Diaz, comes out with the win, and now we know how Conor McGregor can respond to adversity. He didn't run from it. He faced the adversity, and like I said, he went right back at Nate Diaz. He wasn't going for somebody else. He wasn't going to say, oh, I'm going to go back down to my weight class, defend my belt. Nope, I'm fighting you, Nate Diaz, at your weight, the same weight you beat me at, and I'm going to figure you out, and I'm going to beat you. And that's exactly what he did. So the tremendous, perseverance and being able to push through the adversity, we saw a lot from Conor McGregor's character that night when he was locked in and focused, okay? Because up to that point, like I said, he was a star. He was brash, he was confident. But after he ran into that buzzsaw of Nate Diaz in the first fight, a lot of people thought, well, that's it. The Irish magic has run out. Conor McGregor's finally met his match, and, a lot of people wrote him off. But even from the walkout of that second Nate Diaz fight, you saw a dialed-in, locked-in Conor McGregor, one that was absolutely laser-focused on his goal to beat Nate Diaz. And it was not easy. I mean, it was a war. In my opinion, like I said, the greatest UFC fight ever. But yet we saw Conor McGregor avenge his loss, push through the adversity, get back off the mat. And with all the doubters saying that he was going to lose, he avenged the first loss of his UFC career. And like I said, I think that alone illustrates and points out Conor McGregor's character. So what happened next? Conor McGregor goes up to a 155 from 145, looking to become the first two-weight at the same time champion in UFC history. The first simultaneous two-weight champion in UFC history, where Conor McGregor is a 145 champ, moving up to 155, and it's looking to become the 145 and 155 champion. And the greatest performance, I think, in a title fight in UFC history was what we saw that night in Madison Square Garden, where Conor McGregor flat out just shut out Eddie Alvarez. I mean, it wasn't even close. I'm not sure Eddie Alvarez landed much of a punch at all on Conor McGregor. And within, I think, a round and a half, Conor McGregor just absolutely dismantled Eddie Alvarez and became the first simultaneous two-weight UFC champion in UFC history. And now he's a global phenomenon. Now Conor McGregor, whatever he wants, he can get at this point, because he's taken the world by storm. He's proven that he is what he says he is. And the brash, you know, talk-trashing character that he plays, if you want to call it a character, that's just his personality, in my opinion. He can back it up, and he is who he says he is. I think that's the main message that he sent with the run that he went on during the UFC. He was who he says he is. And when Conor McGregor locks in and focuses on something that he wants, there's not much stopping him at that point. We've seen it. I've seen it. I watched it with my own eyes. And the run that he went on, like I said, in my opinion, is the greatest run in sports history. Name me a run that a person has had over that, period of time that, not just in combat sports. I mean, I think hands alone combat sports, he's got the greatest run in history. But name me a run in any sports of a time period where they achieved what Conor McGregor achieved. I mean, to beat the guys that he beat, to beat Jose Aldo in that fashion, to become the first two-weight champion, simultaneous two-weight champion in UFC history, and the amount of magic, and that's the only way to describe it, pure magic that we saw from Conor McGregor during that run, we've never seen anybody do what they say they're going to do in that fashion. Like, verbatim, how he's going to beat people, and he does it. Against the best of the best. It's unbelievable. It was remarkable to see, and I don't think we'll see anything like that again, especially in the UFC. Conor McGregor catapulted the UFC into the stardom that, or into the mainstream, sport league that it is today. They're not there without Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor 100% brought the UFC to where they are now. And by the way, after the fight against Eddie Alvarez, he went and fought Floyd Mayweather in the boxing arena, which, by the way, points out his courage and the amount of belief that he has in himself. Fighting one of, if not the greatest boxer ever, in Floyd Mayweather, in the boxing world, was amazing to see. He didn't end up getting the win, but he did much better than all the boxing experts thought he was going to do. I mean, some people said he wasn't going to land a punch, and he landed a flush uppercut in round one. In round one, which without the pillow gloves that the boxing has, may have put him out in the MMA world. Who knows? But that being said, that shows, like I said, his courage, his confidence in himself, his willingness to do scary things and to do things that a lot of people don't think he's going to be able to do. He doesn't care. The belief that he has in himself is what drives his decision-making. He can do anything that he wants to do in his own mind, and that's the amount of confidence that he has in himself. And inspired a lot of people, including myself. I mean, watching Conor McGregor and what he did throughout his run inspired me to have, to dive into the MMA world myself and have two fights myself, because it inspired me to do scary things. And that Conor McGregor will always have a special place in my heart for how he's inspired me to do scary things and to have belief in myself, have confidence in myself. It truly changed how I look at things. And he made it look like that, anything I set my mind to, I could do. If I just put in the work and the amount of confidence that I have in myself, I can do whatever I set my mind to. And I'll always have Conor McGregor to thank for that. So he's inspired many people globally, and me being one of them from that run. And we saw after the Floyd Mayweather fight, Conor McGregor's career kind of came to a kind of started to go downwards in the UFC. He then lost to Khabib Nurmagomedov. took a break, came back, beat Donald Cerrone, then COVID hit, and then he had his trilogy fight with Dustin Poirier, where the last fight he ended up snapping his leg, and we haven't seen Conor McGregor fight up to this point. That was in 2021. So it appears Conor McGregor's career is pretty much over. A lot of UFC fans had, you know, knew this without him saying it, especially after he snapped his leg against Dustin Poirier, but he hadn't really said it himself. But this past week, we saw him pretty much say it. We saw Conor McGregor pretty much admit that his UFC career is over. He didn't say that word for word, but here's the clip of him pretty much saying his UFC career is over, and he's looking on to other things to help save his country, in his own words. Here it is.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I've got two fights on the contract. I'm in negotiations. Last week, something happened to me. I went to the White House. And my country is in my, you know, my heart bleeds for my country right now. So there's a lot of stuff going on back home. I'm happy with what I've done. You know, there's something else for me that's in my gut right now. And that's kind of where I'm going. So we'll see. Greatness don't rush. And right now, Ireland is in my thoughts. And that's where I'm at.
Conor McGregor has retired multiple times before. I know off the top of my head, he retired after the Khabib fight. He then retired again after he beat Don Cerrone. I think that was in 2020 or 2021. I think it was 2020. He's retired several times and then ended up coming back. But the difference about this one is I think most UFC fans knew, especially Conor fans, knew that his previous, quote, retirements were negotiating tactics. He retired before the Dustin Poirier fight because the UFC wasn't giving him any fights. They were just kind of leaving him hanging. And he was begging the UFC to give him something to keep him active. So he kind of retired to get the you know, the wheels turning there. But this one was a bit different because this one was not as publicized. It wasn't like an official retirement, if that makes sense. It wasn't something that he was putting the word out there that I am retiring and had sort of an agenda he was trying to achieve with his retirement. This was at a press conference at his own promotion. He's now a part owner of Bare Knuckle Fighting, BKFC. So this was after a BKFC event, and a reporter asked him about you know, his presidential flirtings, and he kind of said, you know, in a nonchalant way of, you know, I don't have anything else to prove. I'm happy with what I'm done. And fighting doesn't motivate me anymore. Saving my country is what motivates me now, is pretty much, you know, what he said in his own words. So it seems like Conor's UFC and fighting career is over. We also saw the UFC remove Conor from their banner photo on ESPN's website where he was at the front of this group of fighters. He's now been removed from that. You know, he had a devastating injury against Dustin Poirier in 2021, and he had a fight scheduled with Michael Chandler recently, I think within the last year that was. He had to pull out because of a broken toe. That fight never got rescheduled. So it looks like Conor McGregor's UFC career is over. Now, why did I tell you all that I told you about what I saw in Conor McGregor's UFC run, one of the greatest runs we'll ever see? Why did I tell you all that? I told you all that to say that shows Conor McGregor's character, and that shows his ability to do something when he sets his mind to it. When all the cards are stacked against him, when he's in sort of an unorthodox player in whatever arena that he's in, Conor McGregor, when he sets his mind to something, when he's passionate about something, and when he's all in on something, I've seen him do some magical stuff. The world, UFC, all of the sports world has seen him do magical, real magical stuff when he's set his mind to something and passionately pursues something. I see the beginnings of that right now in his presidential run, or his self-declared presidential run. I'm seeing the beginnings of that same fire come back. It's been hard because we really didn't see. Conor was kind of a shell of himself within the last couple of fights in the UFC. You know, he'd been sleeping in those silk sheets for a while now. It's a reference to that quote by Marvin Hagler, where it's hard to get up and run at 5 a.m. in the morning when you're sleeping in silk sheets. Pretty much saying it's hard to fight and hard to continue that career when you're so successful and have so much money. And Conor McGregor, just look it up. I mean, he is very much well off from his fighting career. He has no reason to be fighting anymore from a monetary standpoint. He is very much, his family, his kids are set, you know, from what Conor has done in the fighting, his fighting career. So we kind of saw that passion, that fire die off when he had so much money. I think he made $80 million from the Floyd Mayweather fight alone. So we really didn't see that fire from Conor McGregor. I'm starting to see the beginnings of it come back with this presidential run that he may be going for. And by the way, November 2025 is the next Irish presidential election. So he would have to go on a heck of a run right now to, you know, have a shot in November. But like I said, I don't count Conor McGregor out on anything. And I'm seeing his fire, his passion. He loves his country. Conor McGregor loves Ireland. You can see his unabashed love for Ireland. And, you know, he fought for his nation. He truly loves his country. I think Conor McGregor is willing to do whatever it takes to bring Ireland back to what it was. Ireland is being overrun by mass immigration. And we see a lot of Western Europe getting overrun by mass immigration. The UK, especially, Ireland's neighbor right next door. London is extremely unsafe. The UK as a whole is just, it's turning into a third world country. You just look at what's going on over there. It's really devastatingly sad to see. And Ireland, Ireland's right there with them. I mean, look at these stats right there of just how unsafe Ireland is. Ireland is becoming a shell of itself. I mean, the native Irish folk are soon to become a minority in their own country because they're being overrun by mass immigration. And people like Conor McGregor, native Irish folks, don't want to see Ireland become a third world country. And by the way, this is not an anti-immigration, you know, statement. This is just a statement of fact. The open borders of Ireland and the EU immigration pact that you know, the EU is forcing its nations to take part in, it's turning these nations in Europe into third world countries, and the native people there are becoming the minority, and it's becoming terribly unsafe. The people that they're letting in are not only turning the folk into minorities, but they're turning the nation into an unsafe nation. You don't feel safe walking down the street anymore in Ireland and UK and all these nations in Europe. And it's like I said, it's horribly sad to see. It takes somebody like Conor McGregor to turn that ship around. Look at what we just saw in the U.S. in the past 10 years with Donald Trump. An outsider in politics, somebody who has a very similar personality to Conor McGregor in terms of confidence, you know, their brashness. They're unorthodox in the political realm, like I said. It takes somebody like that to come in and mix things up, to have a comeback, if you will, to change the course of that a nation is on. And somebody with outsider thinking that has the guts to do what needs to be done. They haven't been indulged in the world of politics, you know, these career politicians who just keep the same old going. No, it takes somebody with an outsider perspective to come in and say, this is what needs to be done, and I have the guts to actually do it. And we saw that with Donald Trump in America, have this sort of revolution, not only within the Republican Party, but in politics as a whole. And I think Conor McGregor can do a very similar thing in Ireland. I really think he can. If he puts his full effort and puts everything into it, like we saw him do with his fighting career, Conor can pull off some amazing stuff. And I would love to see it. Not only just as a Conor fan, but I would love to see Europe make a comeback. If Conor can go into Ireland and turn Ireland back around, that sets a precedent of their neighboring European nations. Look what this guy is doing over there in Ireland, and you career politicians suck, and you guys are turning your countries into dumpster fires And look over there. He's gone in and look what he's turning Ireland into. He's bringing Ireland back. He's making Ireland great again. If he can do that, he sets a precedent for, like I said, for everybody around him, and he can maybe start a change that Europe needs. Because, like I said, Western Europe, a lot of it's a dump right now. And that used to be the part of the world, that's the part of the world that won World War II, that led the charge to, you know, root out Hitler from their own backyard and won the Cold War. The U.S. won the Cold War against Russia, and we saw the collapse of the USSR and Western Europe and NATO start to, you know, lead the charge for everyone globally. And now we're seeing the so-called winners of that world war. Well, what is it turning into? It needs somebody like Conor McGregor who has the guts to come in and do what needs to be done. Somebody who needs to go in and do a dirty job. And that's what Conor will be doing. Conor has the potential to do something like that. I truly believe it. And why? Because of what I already told you earlier in the video. I've seen Conor McGregor move mountains. He's done some amazing stuff. And I'm starting to see that glimmer, that twinkle in his eye again of that seemed to be dead for quite some time. He's had a rough go of it the last couple of years, Conor McGregor has. And I'm ready to see Conor McGregor make a comeback. I'm ready to see Ireland make a comeback. I'm ready to see Western Europe make a comeback. And I'm ready for Conor McGregor to make Ireland great again, because truth be told, he can. He has everything that it takes to do that. And who knows? Who knows if he's 100% serious about this? Like I said, the election's coming up in this November. He doesn't have that much time, but if what I'm seeing right now will sustain and he's really serious about running for president of Ireland, look out, folks, because I've seen, like I said, if the Conor McGregor of old comes into this election, you know, folks need to watch out, because he could come in full head of steam and change things before you know it, and everybody in his way will then get forcibly removed out of his way. So we'll see. We'll see if Conor McGregor is backing up what he's saying right now. But it looks like his UFC career is over. His politics career is starting. And everyone who is against Conor McGregor is they're on the chopping block. And Ireland, I think a lot of the folks of Ireland, even though the Irish media is going after him, I think a lot of the folks of Ireland secretly are wanting him to make Ireland great again. Well, folks, that's it for this video. Hope you guys appreciate it. And, you know, this was more of a sentimental video because, like I said, Conor McGregor is one of my OG heroes, and I'm really excited to see him mix it up in the world of politics and see that glimmering as I come back. So if you guys liked what you just saw, please like and subscribe down below. I put my X in the description below if you guys want to follow me on X. Check out all of Right Side Media's other videos and all the other Out of Right Fields as well in the playlist. And we'll see you guys next time, same time on this same channel. We'll see you then.